protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
This government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? Everybody wants to know if that's the case. Now, I'm trying to connect up with Maria Espinoza. Maria, are you there? Oh, it doesn't look like we got Maria Espinoza from the Remembrance Project. These things seldom have glitches when we work with our agents to bring us guests. But it looks like we are running into a little bit of an issue right now. So, anyway, we will continue. We will sally forth. We'll move forward with what we're doing. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. Okay, New California is growing, growing, growing. More counties coming aboard, even more. There's 58 counties in California. The New California State Movement has been contacted by 58 counties. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Anyway, so we've got a lot of things going on here. We've got tons of things, never mind. Let's get out of the one program and into the next, so to speak. Anyway, so we don't have that contact. We're just going to have to go forward. That's just the way these things work, if you know what I mean. If you're into that sort of thing. Okay, so what in the world is going on in we're going to bring you the grievance here in the next segment, not this one right now. This is what we get from Fresno State University professor Rhonda Jara, tweeted on Tuesday that former First Lady Barbara Bush was a generous and smart and amazing racist who, with her husband, raised a war criminal. There you go. Okay. I'm serious. This is what it says. California professor Barbara Bush was an amazing racist who raised a war criminal. I'm not making it up. How can I do that? I wouldn't do that to you. Coming out of the bowels of Fresno State University. Yeah, Joe Pollock is the reporter, so we know he's very, very solid. It says, Fresno State University Rhonda Jara tweeted on Tuesday that former First Lady Barbara Bush was a generous and smart and amazing racist who, along with her husband, raised a war criminal. She added, F out of here with your nice words. That's a tweet. We're not going to share it. Screenshot says, Mrs. Bush passed away on Tuesday at the age of 92 after struggling with her illness. She was praised in tributes by leaders from across the political spectrum, including Barack Obama. Says here, Barbara Bush was the rock of a family dedicated to public service. Blah, blah. And he made some, I'm not going to get into the statement. That was by Barack Obama. It says Jara, whose tweets are protected, I guess, teachers in the English department at Fresno State, ADD thing going on here. It says Jara, dyslexic thing, excuse me, that too. Jara, whose tweets are protected, teaches in the English department at Fresno State and taunted her critics by boasting, I will never be fired. According to the Fresno Bee, described herself on Twitter as an Arab American and a Muslim American woman and added that she is a tenured professor and makes $100,000 a year. In her faculty bio at Fresno State, she is pictured posing with a kufiyeh, a scarf often used to express solidarity with the Palestinian struggle against Israel. She reportedly tweeted Tuesday, if you'd like to know what it's like to be an Arab American Muslim American woman with some clout online expressing an opinion, look at the racist going crazy in my mentions right now. Last year, an adjunct professor at Fresno State was placed on leave after tweeting that Trump must hang. According to her bio, Jara grew up in Kuwait and moved to the United States after the Gulf War. In that war, Mrs. Bush's husband, President George H.W. Bush, launched a massive military operation to liberate Kuwait from Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. Update, Jaro's account says she is currently on leave from Fresno State. I love it. Yeah. Currently on leave from Fresno State. I hate it when this happens. Okay, let's see if I can get a live button here where it says that. This account's protected. Oh, here we go. Currently on leave from Fresno State. This is my private account and represents my opinion. There you go. I wonder why she's currently on leave. Could it be that she's currently on leave because she's so obnoxious as a human being? What? Yeah. Listen, I'm just guessing. I'm absolutely guessing. So there you go. A racist who raised a war criminal. Boy, and she's a spiffy one. Just more crazies, right? We just need more crazies in the world. All right, so Sarah, what's going on? This is, again, this is a crazy from New California, a New California county, by the way. So San Francisco confiscating electric scooters and fining companies. What? I'm serious. Okay, San Francisco. All right, electric scooters. It says San Francisco police are issuing $125 tickets and confiscating electric scooters as a new transportation fad goes viral and sparks complaints from angry residents. Chinese-made electric scooter sharing services have been popping up in the cities across the United States, California, because of their supposed convenience in offering last mile transportation. Last mile? What's that? What is last mile transportation? only in San Francisco. Listen, it's hard for me to decipher things that come out of San Francisco. It really is. And then when you go there, good God. But just 3 weeks ago, after the share services, it's like these bicycles that you share. I get it. It's like the bicycles, except these are scooters. Scooters, you know, I guess they're scooters. Electric scooters. They're two-wheeled little things. So, like those little, what are they called, razors? Remember those little razors people riding around with? I can't understand why anybody would want to do a razor thing. You know, I used to do skateboarding, believe it or not, back in the day. I used to make my own skateboards and skateboard down big hills. Not small hills, big hills. I was just nuts crazy about stuff like that. Anyway, I'm digressing about skateboarding. But so bicycles, you know, you can rent these bikes now, but everybody's stealing everything off the bike, especially in San Francisco. Cisco, if you rent a bike, parts get stolen. You take it to another place, a kiosk, drop it off. It gets just ripped off. That's because all the homeless people, they need an economy too, you know. The homeless people need an economy. Why not a corrupt one out of San Francisco? San Francisco, but now scooters. This is not scooter liberty related. No, this is about real scooters. They're issuing fines. There are just too many of them. They don't like them. It's also cash flow for those people that are just visiting and riding a little scooter down the street. Get it? Big government. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We'll be right back.
back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. If there's one way in which we can destroy sanctuary states and cities and so on, it's the new state of New California. 38 counties on board of the 58 counties of California have active counties working on getting a new state called New California. New California State, and visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. Well, with us right now, I think we've got everything kind of hammered out with the phone services and everything, is Maria Espinoza of the Remembrance Project. She's this is her third time on the show. Maria, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Paul, can you hear me?
We can hear you. We can hear you just fine. You sound great. Okay. Anyway, we, of course, live in California, and we are the home of the New California State movement, of which we have county operations going on in 38 of the 58 counties. And by the way, we have another 11 counties that we are in deep negotiations with, that which would bring it to 49 of California's 58 counties that we would actually have committees in. That's a pretty stunning number, isn't it?
It sure is. You guys have been quite busy, and I don't blame you all for trying to do that. You know, Governor Brown is absolutely way out and farther than left field.
Yeah, he's way for the, especially if you saw Griff Jenkins and Fox News yesterday. Did you get a chance to see that one?
I did not.
No. Oh, my gosh. When we get off the air here, you have to go see that. It's up on the Fox News website. But Jerry Brown was quite combative and blamed everything on Fox News, as fake news, of course. There's fake news, then there's Fox News, he said. But he has no rational answers to Griff Jenkins. And, you know, when presented with the facts, of course, he starts to melt away into society, if you know what I mean. Anyway, so this whole thing that's been going on with Jerry Brown, we've been doing grievances. We declared our independence from California on January 15th, and then the next week we started issuing our 40 grievances that we issue once a week for 40 weeks. Now we're up to 13. We just did our 13th one, and when I get off the interview with you, I'm going to read it to the public again. But 14 counties participated in reading these grievances. We go down to the courthouse and make a public declaration is what we're doing. And so we've got YouTubes, and people are just going nuts over this stuff because we're laying it out about what's wrong with the governor, what's wrong with this whole state, and so on. But this situation that's going on with the troops, we find very, very bizarre. We think it's almost schizophrenic behavior by the governor in his treatment of these troops. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, is he sending troops? No, he's not. No, you can't help with, sending them to the border. No, you cannot help with immigration. You're just going to do what? Help with detaining drug traffickers. I'm not quite sure if he understands that a lot of the drugs are coming through his southern border there. Detaining illegal aliens is a job they're going to have to do, and the ones who are carrying the drugs across. So I think he's still a little confused.
It's really hard to differentiate, isn't it?
It is, and I think he's obviously sort of pigeonholed the guard into a certain area that if an illegal alien is detained by a California guard, then he'll probably pull the entire troops out. So, I think that's what he's looking for. But I believe it also is indication that Californians, and maybe some of those on the Democratic Party, are fed up with the lawlessness going on in California. And I hope that's the case, because, maybe they're calling on Governor Brown to make their community safe. And this is a public safety problem, a national security problem, obviously. So maybe he's feeling the pressure within his own party.
I find it absolutely stunning that he is pontificating, and he did this yesterday with Jenkins, that he's trying to keep everybody safe. But in this whole thing about, keeping people safe and protected, he never once mentions the rights of citizens or citizens, California citizens. It's always in his comments about illegals and protecting them.
That's what he's done, and unfortunately, you know, illegal aliens who enter California don't always stay in California, as you know, and you know, the rest of the states, we have to suffer through all that, and we have the illegal aliens coming to Texas, and we have our own problems here, going to North Carolina, going to Virginia, Idaho, you know, so this is a huge problem, and I don't know how he can continue to wear these blinders and get away with it. Obviously, he has flooded California with illegal aliens, and we know they vote, and they're going to vote to keep him in. They're going to vote for liberal views. They don't understand our Constitution and our freedoms and liberties, and this is something that we all have to rise up and stop before we lose our entire country.
Now, what do you know about this caravanning business? We've covered this quite extensively. This Pueblo Sin, what's a part of a Pueblo Sin? I can't remember. De Frontera. No, Pueblo Sin Fronteras. That's what it is. What do you know about these folks that are trying to facilitate?
People without borders. Well, evidently they're still marching to the Mexican border. Mexico is not stopping them. Evidently, Mexico has deported 400 of them. You know, I don't know what the case was there, but evidently they're still coming forward. And I know that Californians have come together, and they're going to be opposing this caravan. You know, and it's a shame that Governor Brown is not doing more to protect the border there. I think he'd probably be the first one there with a bottle of water welcoming them. You know, so I think that what President Trump is doing is absolutely needed. Long time coming also, you know, Paul, because as you know, our borders have been wide open for decades. And the interior laws have, you know, immigration laws have not been enforced. And it's sort of a free-for-all for our jobs, our resources, our social benefits, you know, the education, where in schools they're teaching, you know, ESL classes. I believe it really hinders the education of our children. And also, you know, the assimilation is not pushed. You know, we're in a bad way here, and hopefully enough of us with common sense will rise up and elect the right individuals. Congress needs to change, and it's a slow process, but I think that obviously with the President Donald Trump now in office, and we can see what a change, how a dramatic change can take place in our country when we do vote the right way.
Yeah, you know, it is amazing. He has had a huge impact. And, of course, this wave of cities and counties that have now taken root, anti-sanctuary stance that they're taking. Some are jumping on with the amicus brief with the federal government. One, Los Alamitos, just last night passed 3-2 that they were actually going to sue the state over SB 54, which is the sanctuary state bill. So that's a big, big demarcation. But the thing is that guess who was there fighting and opposing it in real strong terms, threatening terms almost, was the ACLU. Anyway, with us. More to come here. We've got Maria Espinoza for one more segment. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. We know what's happening in New California. It's the formation of the 51st state. Stay with us. More to come here. We'll be right back.
A well- well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server. Those are your words. In her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We are with Maria Espinoza. She is the National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. And Maria, I think, are you still in Texas or have you gone off to Washington? Where are you located now?
I'm in Houston right now. We'll return to Washington on Tuesday.
And what's going on in Washington relative to what they're thinking about California and Jerry Brown and all this stuff going on?
Well, you know, what we're seeing, of course, you know, Paul, is that Congress is trying to give amnesty to DACA recipients, and that's something that, you know, we're completely against. And I know some groups out there who really are on our side as well, except for on the amnesty. They're fine with giving DACA recipients amnesty, and we absolutely are not for that. Not this will be the, you know, we've already had 7 amnesties, will be the 8th amnesty, and again, this will attract more illegal immigration. As you can see, that we're back to the high numbers as we were during the previous administration. So now with Paul Ryan retiring as speaker, you know, so we're looking at him trying to push through an amnesty for DACA recipients, and we've already sent letters the first time he tried to do this. And if you recall, there were 34 GOP representatives who wrote a letter to Speaker Ryan last year asking him to grant these DACA recipients an amnesty. Uh-huh. You know, we call them the Dirty 34, but, you know, we are opposed to that, and apparently Ryan is claiming that they have the enough votes to pass a DACA amnesty. So I encourage all of your listeners to call the White House and let President Trump know that you support him and support a no DACA, no deal. And we also have a petition on our website that you can sign on to, and we are delivering those signatures to President Trump. And also call your own representatives, but also call across state lines. If you have the time, pick up the phone and make the calls and tell them to place America first and absolutely no amnesty, and to support our president, which is, as you know, Paul, he's not getting. He's been thwarted and obstructed at every turn. Anything is good for America, seems like Congress is saying no.
And the courts.
Oh, absolutely, the courts. You know, and, you know, several years back, we knew that there were activist judges and DAs. So, you know, in a letter that we wrote to the four remaining candidates back in 2015, and that was Kasich, Rubio, Cruz, and Trump. And President Trump was, then candidate Donald Trump was the only candidate who responded, and responded favorably in saying that he would work with the Remembrance Project and our families to assist them. You know, we wanted four different things, you know, help with the medical, hospitalization, burial, counseling, and also assist our families navigate through the court system. And the key is through the court system that we could expose these liberal judges. And as you can see, you know, these judges, this has been going on for who knows how long, decades probably, but, you know, very liberal people have placed themselves in, or in elected, in certain high positions. And now look at what we're tackling. We can't even protect our own country. We have Congress not even giving the funds to the president to secure our country. And again, we have so many examples of Americans who've been killed by people who shouldn't be here, and yet we're not in controlling our borders. We're not enforcing laws in the interior, immigration laws and employment laws, not mandating E-Verify, you know, and that means all the way down to the so-called contract worker or the 1099 worker. You know, there are so many loopholes that Congress knows about but refuses to close, and there's also this problem is right here locally, you know, our local, state, and federal government, where illegal aliens and sanctuary cities are allowed to continue. So, you know, we have a lot of work to do, but I think that with this president, he's setting the pace. And again, California is rising up. I'm glad to see that good conservatives are fighting back in California, and Robin Vitsen, our state coordinator there in California, is doing a great job along with other groups. She's with We the People Rising, fighting back and supporting these localities who want to opt out of SB 54.
Has she been out speaking about this to various cities and municipalities?
She has, and she sends out emails. You know, the rally they had a couple weeks ago there in California, the several groups there at the border are very instrumental in, you know, encouraging and supporting these localities in standing up for what's right and for the rule of law. You know, Paul, it really comes down to whether or not we are a lawful nation or a lawless nation.
Right,
and
right.
That's what we're looking at here. And, you know, Mexico is not the only country that is kicking us around and taking advantage of these loopholes or these weak spined congressmen. You know, Honduras is following following Mexico's lead. So, you know, we're getting hit from all sides. You know, it's about time that Americans continue to rise up and, you know, rise up swinging. I don't mean it literally, but I mean, you know, we're not just sitting down and being bullied into silence.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you have the Mexican government, which has been setting up consulates all throughout the United States, and you also have the Honduran government setting up consulates all throughout the United States. What's the money attraction for all this? Because all these illegal immigrants, they have a price on their head, don't they?
The illegal aliens, right, exactly.
Illegal aliens.
Well, let me back up a little bit. On the Mexican consulate, mm-hmm. they have also opened up centers of defense. These centers of defense were opened up last year. And the Mexican government poured $50 million into these centers of defense that will help the interest of illegal, their foreign nationals who are here in the United States. So they're helping to defend illegal aliens. The Mexican government, of course, is also lobbying Congress. And they're evidently, and it's very blatant and obvious, that they are meddling in our governmental affairs. So if they're aiding and abetting illegal aliens and conducting workshops here in the United States for illegal aliens on how to circumvent our laws, that is grounds for removal. And my husband, Tim Ling, and I met with the State Department last year asking them to remove these Mexican consulates that are meddling in our governmental affairs. You know, that deep state is pretty deep, and especially, I think, it's especially bad in the State Department. We got nowhere with them. In fact, the liaison with for United States with Mexico compared what I brought to the table and wanted to discuss were the illegal aliens killing, murdering, macheting Americans. And she compared it to, and there's no difference in American college students vacationing in Cancun and getting into trouble. This tells you how backwards some of these people have left us and their personal agendas are putting forth and stifling what the rule of law and placing our lives in danger.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? One of the things that I've noticed is, and you talk about the Mexican consulate, they seem to be really working the entire communities in which they settle down. In other words, really outgoing and outreaching throughout the community to try and justify what they're doing with the illegals that are here.
I don't know too much about that, but I know for myself that through the Texas Children's Hospital here in Houston, when I was up at the Mexican consulate years back, there were people who were filled in the entire first floor of the Mexican consulate, out the door, and people lined up all alongside the building and half a block down here in downtown Houston, and they were there for what Houston calls the gold card, the Harris County Hospital District gold card, which means that they could get free medical and hospitalization. So the state needs to fix this matter where the application for this gold card program only states that you have to be a resident of Harris County. It should read, you have to be a legal resident of Harris County. So our politicians mm-hmm. know exactly what's going on, and they'll lie to you if you go in and confront them about this and point this out, but they don't want to do the work. And so here we are, Paul, paying all sorts of money out where we're not even taking care of our elderly who have paid into this system their entire lives, for the veterans who have put their lives on the line, and some come home maimed and crippled. You know, look at the list, the death list that they had our veterans in Arizona on. You know, we have 500,000 American children who are orphaned who need good homes, and we're putting non-citizens, purse into where Mexico gets U.S. Federal aid, and what are they doing with that aid? You know, we need to stop all U.S. federal aid to these countries who are pushing their citizens here and will not repatriate their citizens. And you mentioned the money side. Well, Mexico gets about $2 billion a month in revenue on what they call remittance fees. So they have assessed a fee on the money that is wire transferred into their country, and that is about $2 billion.
So the Mexican government
month.
Gets that?
That $2
billion?
Wow. Right. So it, for illegal immigration to continue on, you know, into the United States, it benefits Mexico greatly. You know, they don't take care of their citizens. They get U.S. foreign aid, and they get these remittances.
So that's probably what Trump was trying to tap into, these remittance fees. I think you actually mentioned it. That would help to pay for the wall.
I think our letter to then-candidate Trump was a remittance fees. We were after the remittances to assist the families. And, you know, they have... So they're so damaged in some cases, you know, it's a breadwinner who is killed by illegal aliens.
The families, you know,
so
that are
we
so,
won.
You're talking about the Pardon? Families are so damaged.
The families, absolutely. So, you know, we wanted to see a monetary solution for the families. You know, I know a family whose father was killed. He was a small business owner and he employed several other American families, and he had two kids who were about to start college. Well, after he was killed by an illegal alien, the children were not able, could not afford to go to college. So, you know, and plus many of these individuals are so grief-stricken, they can't do their job. A gentleman, again, was able to, he managed, you know, multi-million-dollar jobs, and now with what has taken place and his daughter was murdered, you know, they're very angry, they're very frustrated, they're stricken. And he can barely handle, you know, $100,000 job and project. So these are the things that the families go through. If they need retraining, if, you know, more counseling, you know, it should be available to them and not under a time limit. You know, I know that there's a time limit on some of the resources that they can obtain. You know, there should be no time limit. This is a lifelong grief that they're sitting in, landed on their laps because our government is not doing its job. You know, we're paying our taxes, we're raising our families, and doing the right thing, and here our government gets away with this. It's simply not right. And again, the blame is on Congress's shoulders, and they're simply so removed from the reality of what Americans live that, you know, they're up in Washington, D.C. many times in their posh offices and not doing the job. They forgot the word serve. They don't know the meaning of that word anymore.
What is the role of the National Chamber of Commerce in this?
Right, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, I think you're talking about,
yeah,
Paul.
The U.S. Chamber,
and
right,
the U.S. Chamber, yes, they're a very instrumental, very powerful, and they have basically bought out our politicians, and therefore this open borders, the cheap labor, you know, same with the construction industries and hotel restaurant industries. Instead of employing an American to be able to provide for their families, they're employing a cheaper, lower wage earner and the illegal alien. You know, I sent a message to Attorney General Paxton here in Texas and also Texas Governor Abbott, asking them to think about this, kind of think outside the box. After Hurricane Harvey, that tragedy hit, you know, there are so many homes that were damaged. And I said this would be a perfect time for the American, able-bodied American who was on unemployment, they could do an apprenticeship with a construction company, keep their unemployment check, but work basically for free for their unemployment check with a construction company where they would learn these skills. And by the time that Houston was rebuilt, a couple years, we would have a skilled American who no longer needed unemployment, and we would no longer need that, you know, or have a use for the illegal alien worker, and they could go back home and return to their families or take their families. You know, so this is, I haven't heard from them, so maybe they didn't think it was such a good idea, but thinking outside the box, you know, Paul, you know, as patriots and conservatives, you know, I say that it's in our DNA, we're scrappy Americans, we're going to make it work somehow, we're not giving up, we're going to stand up, you know, swinging, and this is thinking outside the box. It makes perfect sense to me, and what a great way to train Americans, and while there's a huge opportunity right now.
We're talking to Maria Espinoza, and she's the National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. And it's been quite an interesting conversation. We've kind of gone really into a lot of different things, especially concerns about Mexico and Honduras and their consulates. It's a big concern for me. I've driven by some of these. You know, they fly the huge Mexican flag, and of course, the lines, like you said, a lot of illegals that are lining up outside. We know these to be illegals because we've sent some of our own people in and done some investigations as to what links they're into. I guess the question is, what's going to happen in terms of what you're going to be doing with the Remembrance Project going forward? We have about a minute and a half.
Okay. Well, Paul, you know, we're continuing to work. We don't always advertise all the work that we're doing, but we are continuing to work and try and shine a brighter light on this epidemic of killings of Americans all over the United States. We support President Donald Trump's America First agenda, and I think that's a great beacon and goal to work toward. And also we are trying to make sure and let people know that we have to replace these politicians. We know that, but that also means that we have to be calling and slapping them back and making sure that they know that we're here and we're watching them, and that when they come home to their districts that we're going to be right there and questioning them, and we're going to be recruiting, telling our friends. We have to also identify those conservative potential candidates that we can bring up and nurture and follow and put them up to run and give them an opportunity to be elected so that we can remove them. Because as you can see, that the Congress is not going to do the right thing. We're going to have to force them their hand, and in other words, they're just going to have to be removed, period. Yeah. But I do direct your listeners to our website, theremembranceproject.org, theremembranceproject.org. Sign the petition, sign up for emails, and certainly, you know, I'm volunteer just like everyone else, most everyone. And, you know, appreciate any amount that can be donated with a 501c3, and it's a tax-deductible donation. You can mail it to Houston or mail it to Washington, D.C.
Awesome. Well, listen, Maria, thank you very much for being with us. This is the third time you've been on. Look forward to having you on this in the near future.
Thanks, Paul, and you keep up your good work.
Thank you. Maria Espinoza from the Remembrance Project, and which honors the memories of Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Didn't get a chance. That little late start glitch going on with Maria didn't get a chance to get into the grievance. Yeah, we'll do that first thing tomorrow. But a few little teasers for tomorrow. This is from Grievance 13, Statement of Facts. Let's see. Declaration of Grievance. Failure of the government of California to protect citizens against invasion. Oh, that's a part of it. The present California governor, monoparty system, and government officials work alongside leaders of foreign governments who are averse to the United States. In fact, foreign illegal nationals who advocate for the overthrow of the United States through Maoist revolutionary tactics are celebrated by the California governor, monoparty system, and the government officials who support these tactics. Evidence of the California governor's complicity in this foreign invasion is his deliberate failure to initially comply with a request of the President of the United States to activate the National Guard to provide support for the United States Border Patrol. Says the current governor belatedly agreed to comply with a request for California National Guard troops to be sent to the border by the President of the United States in support of border protection. And the blatant delay by the current governor speaks volumes as to the enablement and support the California governor displays for terrorists, international drug cartels, human traffickers, and those who advocate for the flooding of illegal foreign nationals in mass caravans. You know, I hate it when this kind of stuff gets talked about, don't you? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We'll get that done tomorrow. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. Remember, we are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save.